Footsteps on a Wooden Walkway is a guide leads a tour at Fort Concho in San Angelo. He's dressed like a soldier from the 1800s when the fort was a thriving frontier garrison. These sights and sounds transport visitors to 1867, when the United States Army established Fort Concho on the banks of the Concho River. Today, it's the best-preserved western frontier post in the nation and a national historic landmark. 23 buildings still stand. Most of them bear the original native limestone walls. Some display artifacts found during the fort's restoration and contain reproduction or period furniture. The architectural character of the fort reflects territorial and classical revival styles. The fort's layout is typical of the frontier era. Rows of barracks for enlisted men line one side of a rectangular parade ground. Rows of officers' quarters line the other. Administrative buildings sit at the end. German stonemasons from Fredericksburg did much of the handsome stonework on the two-story structures. The mortar they used has a pink tinge from minerals in the local sand. The best-preserved building is the former headquarters. Its stonework and beams and pecan plank floors are original. So is much of the glass in the multi-paned windows. Fort Concho once housed about 400 soldiers, including the black regiments called the Buffalo Soldiers. The troops protected frontier settlements, fought hostile Indians and bandits, and patrolled and mapped the vast region of West Texas. By 1889, the frontier had all but disappeared. The fort was abandoned, and by then, the town of San Angelo had grown up around it. The city began a long restoration of the fort beginning in 1930. Today, Fort Concho is the site of an annual Christmas celebration and other special events, and it remains a vibrant part of the community it helped create.